Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And greetings on this beautiful morning here in the Ozarks, at least. Brother Max, are you there?
Good morning, Ms. Philly. Yes, I'm here. Praise God.
Is it a pretty day in Minneapolis?
Oh, yes. It's sunny and weather is just perfect. I think it's like up to the 80s today.
I think Minneapolis does have perfect weather in the summer. Bless the Lord. I'm going to be up there in Minneapolis with you, Brother Max, in September. And I'd like you all to come out there. I'd like you to come out there to Brother Max's. It's the 12th, Friday the 12th. And, you know, that's a smaller place, and so I've got an opportunity to meet you guys. And then I'm going to be at Living Word the 13th, Saturday evening, and Sunday morning the 14th. Bless the Lord. And, of course, we've got Autumn Assembly coming up. Praise the Lord, 15th through the 20th. And, it's going to be so special this year, Brother Max. It's our 30th anniversary, and we've got things cooking. And I sure want everybody to be there. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord. I plan to be out at Fairmountain at noon today. Now, if at the last minute I wouldn't make it, you wouldn't be disappointed, but I think I will. I think I'll be out there. So you'll need to go online. You know, we had third Sunday. The Lord told me recently that it's time for miracles, signs, and healings. And miracles, make a place for them. So we met a place, Brother Max, Les, and everybody last Sunday. We're going to do it every third Sunday of the month at 3 o'clock. Third Sunday's at 3. That's easy to remember. And you know what, Brother Max? We had so many wonderful people come there, and they drove from far away. And we had 14,000 people watching online live. So I want to thank all of you. Isn't that something? I want to thank all of you for watching online. Bless the Lord. That's a good way to do it. When Chip was up at Brother, and Chip and Candace were up at Brother Max's, I watched the services online. And this is an amazing thing that God has given us. Of course, people use the internet and all that wrong. But hallelujah, glory to God. We know the man, he was our board member, Brother Clyde McGee, that was the instrumental, fundamental scientist that discovered things that allow us to do this. So I know that Brother Clyde McGee is happy when God uses it for his purposes. You know, people use the Bible for the wrong purpose. Brother Hagin said some people know just enough of the Bible to support their meanness. And so anyway, like, you know, my wife has got to obey me, da-da-da-da-da-da. So, anyway, praise the Lord for the good, for the good. Now, I'm going to be out there at noon. I have to leave a little early because I'm going to be doing tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, we're going to be do Prophetic Witness. How many of you know that we have a television broadcast called Prophetic Witness? We're on several television networks. Of course, we're on the Victory Channel. And I wanted just to remind you of that because I like to do, and I'm going to be teaching. We're going to be doing December, and I'm going to be teaching in December about the King, how Jesus is the King, how in his first coming he was expected as King, and in his second coming he's going to be the King coming and setting up a millennial reign. So talk a little bit about the millennial. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I think it's been on the glory these past weeks. So, glory be to God. Anything you wanted to say, Brother Max?
Well, I mean, praise the Lord. This is another Wednesday Moed, and we are expecting. One thing I want to just share with everybody here. There is a lady who came from California. She was born in Mexico, but she has a ministry right now. I mean, she was born and raised in California, and she moved to Jordan. And she built a house, and we got involved with her. And this place in Ajron in the mountains, the same place where you put that kufiya over you and Shelly when we went to eat in that area, by Elijah, actually. She's like 7 minutes away from Elijah's church. And what we do there, what we are helping her with, well, the Lord is, not Max or Quinn, God is. There's children come through her place, and they go to Israel for surgery through the Jordan Valley crossing, the same one you crossed, Miss Billy. And they have surgeries and whatever their medical needs, and they come back from Israel to Jordan to stay with Elizabeth in her place. It's a farm, 22 acres, surrounded with a beautiful fence and well, and the Lord's provided, and she built a big place. Now she is in a need of finishing the basement, and it's on my heart and Quinn's heart to finish her basement.
Okay.
It's just like, what I want to say is, you know, God is working, and, you know, the kingdom of God is really working. It's just the unity of it, the unity of it. For what
now,
Elizabeth
these children,
is doing.
I want to ask you a question.
Children, yeah.
Do they come from Syria, perhaps?
There's some from Syria, some from Iraq, and some, and they're Christians. Families that they can't afford. And you know, we got to love Israel. Look what they're doing. They did the same thing for the Druze.
I know it.
For even Syrian crossing from Syria.
I know it. They do it for
Israel.
Their enemies.
You know, yes, exactly.
Bring the children across the border and take them to hospitals. I've been to one of the transport sites, one of the sites where they came when Syria was just absolute enemy. And they took them in, and they took them across that border. Even soldiers who had fought against them. It's
and
just
you know
such
what
amazing
happened back
thing.
Then? You and I talked about it. You know what happened back then, even still happening. They said to the Israeli people, to the, you know, when they crossed, and said, can we stay? They a lot of families asked to stay in Israel and not to go up to Syria. I mean,
yeah,
it's
I
just
know.
Because, praise God.
All right, so if they wanted to donate to her basement, they could send it to Yeshua's Love Heals.
And just put Jordan on it.
Just put Jordan. Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah. I mean, on our website or our text to give, I believe it's.
All
just
right.
Go, yeah. Just put Jordan on text to give. I don't even know.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise
God.
The Lord.
I have a very special prayer request today. And it's going to be us working together in the authority of the believer. I got out my little book, The Authority of the Believer, yesterday and prayed about this very thing. And I read my whole book again just to build my faith, you know. Now, I have heard from a prophet that I believe in. I don't believe in, you know, everybody coming down the road calling himself a prophet is not a prophet. But I know this man. And he has seen that the enemy has a really horrendous attack planned against President Donald John Trump and his family, his wife, Don Jr., granddaughter, the family. And it's an organized effort from hell, well, not hell because Satan's not in hell, but from Satan to bring him down by attacking him and his family. And with Mr. Trump, it's a demon that he had to deal with all through his life. And, you know, they come back, see if they can get in that house again. And then against the family. So what we're going to do, we are a company. The Lord calls us a company. Now, in my book, The Authority of the Believer, I quoted from Brother Kenneth E. Hagin's preface to his book, The Believer's Authority. And he said, the church has an authority on earth that we've never realized. Authority we're not using. Now, he wrote this back in the 70s. A few of us have barely gotten to the edge of that authority. But, now here's the part I want you to listen. Before Jesus comes again, there's going to be a whole company of believers who will rise up with the authority that is theirs. They will know what is theirs, and they will do the work that God intended they should do. Such believers. No, that's another one. All right. You know, he calls us a company. I believe that's us. At least we're one company who knows about authority. Now, here we are. We're all across America. We've got almost every state represented. And we're going to exercise an authority, and we're going to take authority over that plot that's against our president today together. Now, in his, Macmillan, I love his book, The Authority of the Believer. And he has in his preface to his book, such believers may, in union with the great head of the body, exercise an authority to which the powers of the air must give place wherever challenged. So that's us. We're that company. And they have to obey us because we've been lifted up. He has been lifted up. Ephesians 1 tells us to the right hand of the throne of God where he's seated. That's the center of the power of all creation. Now I'm reading from my little book, which I quoted Macmillan, the elevation of his people with him to the heavenlies has no other meaning than that they are sharers of the authority which is his. They are made to sit with him. That is, they share his throne. To share a throne means, without question, to partake of the authority which it represents. Indeed, they, let's say we, have been thus elevated in the plan of God for this very purpose, that we may even now exercise authority over the powers of the air and over the conditions which those powers have brought about on the earth and are still creating through their ceaseless manipulation of the minds and circumstances of mankind. All right, now we're going to pray that prayer in Ephesians. You can get your Bible out. Maybe you get out my little book, Authority of the Believer.
I have that.
And we're going to take authority over that plot and plan, and we are not going to allow it. We are not going to allow it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. So here's the prayer. It's on page 35. If you have my little book, in italics at the bottom. If you don't, you've got your Bible. And so this is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, begins the prayer. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our hearts be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, the riches of the glory of our inheritance in the saints, your inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of your power, your dunamis power to usward who believe. That power is according to your mighty power which you wrought in the Messiah, the Anointed One, when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that's named, not only in this age and world, but also in that which is to come. You put all under his feet, and you gave him to be the head over all to the ecclesia, the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And we have you quickened when we were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins. But God, who is rich in mercy, and for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, quickened us together with Christ. By grace we are saved. Raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. When you quickened him, you quickened us. When you raised him, you raised us. When you seated us in him. Therefore we, all of we on this phone today, are seated far above all principality, power, might, dominion, and every name that's named. And in the name of Jesus, we will now rule and reign over the powers of darkness because the Lord told us to. In Romans 5:17, we have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. Therefore, we now reign as kings in life by one Jesus Christ. Kingdom of darkness, you listen to us right now. Together we come out as a man, as a company, a God's own company against you. And we hold the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal, over you. We hold, according to the word of God, we can do it, the blood of Jesus over all things pertaining to our president, Donald John Trump, yes, and his family. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you cease and desist in your maneuvers. And that evil spirit, and you know which one I'm talking to, that's bothered him through the years, I do tell you, I call you to a state of paralyzation in the life of Donald John Trump. We call you to a state of paralyzation. It is written, whatever you bind is bound in heaven, whatever you loose is loose in heaven, and we bind you, you unclean spirit. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you murdering spirits, you assassinating type spirits, you are bound, and you can bring none of your plots and plans against our president and his family. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come out against you who would come against his wife, their relationship, their children, the baron, and all of Donald John Trump's family. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we called you, and you are bound in the name above every name. You cannot get away from this binding prayer we have prayed together today. Sebanjo kabre, riganjo makolo kobrake nekohoshabre. Banstonomakito fangala kahashka dangira koka. Sibrandana kombre, sibrana na konye ni kohoro kon jonde ni kaharak. Briva chono koro ko jande, istandoro mo kofrange me kwa, glenjo no mo kohishwa, gribanyo no kohoro ko binya. Cristiano kokokokoba, Cristiano kokokokoba. Ivelitu hujwa. Kwandia, gambovra kangara gadaska danjeli gotoska. Krivatio, kuswatia no kumbra, opala kianto no kopefle. O sabri kongoro gotoske. Mikono kungoro gondole kambri kare kangara gadane ne kore kadia ne kore kadishko donche ne kutoshke. Oh, shabri tanyo, shabri tanyo. Isa mana koho shala kara kadjando ne kutoshka di braka fatyo. Ili duhu jwa, mili duhu jwa kambri kare kanganga. Me chehene kabra, me na kohoro ko binyo, na kohoro ko batya na kadashka. Shabri kata fenanya. Ili kohoro ko diahdi kahala. Ishana karakadiana na kohoro kambita na kohonjendi na kohonjendi na kohonjendi na kohonjendi baba. Ishka barakada halo kumbre kitika hafraktya. Ishata duguhuru kukabra kada kala kangara kadaha shangara kadandar godoshka. Sibrato, sibrato, sibrato. Sibrato, sibrati anakodiakta. Ibrano no kuhuru kambra kadaha la kambra. Mangungungungo ba para kadianda nego hushak tiene godu hushak kapka. Ikala kapra kadaka hafra kala hajangde nego toro godu hushak tianda. Isabra koto koto kohore kengara kadashka tambra kadashka tanje. Ibrihi tuturu kohofe te helekai. Ikashana koro kadahele kongara hala kapra kadaka hushengde nego tashka. Kivra kodoko hula kampra frakada halakaya. Ye mana karakala ikangara kadale kongara kadashka dabri kadagadashka. Ishita kohura kadehi shangjara kodo hushakaka. Ile duhura ko fektya na kohura ko tanche e shaktoru kutushka. Blidwashka donche Blivanyo manakaya nakalaka vino no koro koloko balinya. No, dada bakaka. Oh, Father Shabri Tefranjo. Mangoligi batio. Imana kuhuru kubi kalakaya na kangara kadashka. Nishotoro goho shebre kishka tanche de kutoho shabra. Ikaliko hara kangara kadaha ba dala kabra kakama na kihiti atota. Pashkatori manakai. Pashkadonya nikhoro kodoshka tabrika dikadafra. Bijuanyo na koroko dishka, magoro gondiaska no njeni koroko doshka. Mi turo gohu pafra kanyang dana ko doshka da bi kate kafa, ili mo tuer je manongo bre kate kafra njeni koho ko piletito. Ijato, 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 ijato. Kebada ka hala kanga da ka doho shapra ka da na kam brakti ane ga dasha ka ka da ka dasha ka da anje da ka doshu ka. Isha da ga da kam braha shhe da na ka doshu ka tam breka da ka da ha shang da na ka doshu ka. Ka la kanga ra ga da shakti e da ka brakata ka braha la kanga ka. Bidi do doho shwer yamana kaya na koholo ko papa. Ige le kombre fratesun te le koholo kombrakta vraka danje. Iji di ko swa pa la kongara katile konga pe vrete nye ne kore ko toncha. Ko nye ne koholo korele kadala kaya na koholo ko brakta na ko tashka. Ibi li toho shandye ne ko toshka. Isoto lo koho sabri kata frakanga, isene matutu dushwa nyane koho roko toshka dambre. Mikora kontiong dene koho shakchakta, isele kongkambri katika frakahala kaya na kahala kanga. Isidi koto skuprebre dishwa nana kora, andyene kapaki antota abalatito. Wivrundandya, and merio nanga, Shutwa, shutwa nange. Ili go brebre disputu nyon dele budabra. Ai konyene, ai konyene, ai konyene. Grivacio no kohoro kodoshka. O balahasi, o balahasi, o balahasi. Metu luku pashka tanshe. Meko lo kohoro ka papa. Igala kangara kata heshe, imena kahala kai kanga. Kibela tohoro ko pepia, tafranga ala gambratie. Isha te kohoro ko ngangi, ili ko ta balatito, 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 balatito. Ibili hushwa, ili bi hushwa toke frakaya. Nangoro godo echeba, Ishuno korobali kango dandoro ka divro boteshe tiem korandiete. Ipala hala kanga. Ipala kala hangangia. Ipala kahala kayanda. Emene kohola kabraktia na kahala ka. Ashato, ashato, ashato. My God. My God, Ifanyo no koro koni le kabra kivanyo. Inshala kobe le kaba, yana koro palita, yana kuara kasifra bada shwada no kompre. Inshala ma kwa halakiano no ko, pala kabila to, rakala kaya na koro kotoni le kora kape. Oh, shada le kohoro kompipiano no, ramaya do. Ile de hoshwe. Ika la kaganda ta la bakaka. Mishko dobra kafrai. Mishka dobra kafa konga la kabito lo compra kada tanga. Ije le kohora kambrekti li koda la kabai franga la kombebia. Ije na mori katanya le kohora kubak fer gedenye. Iga la kama na kora kadesha dora bata kalaka. Ijjak tu na kora kadesha katambre. Kjeve le kohoro ko tonje ne kohoro ko pa. Isha to le kohola ka prakyanda. Ikala ka fra no prakati ka halakai. Sama ke imronja ne kvaše le kompro pe danje to no kompre ka le kankambe. Isha ne ma tvaru juta le kofemele kon karyande le kodoshke dobre ka le katanje. Isha toro go hula kapra kata ka hashang dene ka da hashapre. Isha da ko horo kong gangara gandiyang dara go dosh katapre kata ka da hashang de. Isha ti ko horo kong prekrik ka halakaya na ka halakam papa. Isha ni makwa. Non gara gada hamra katoonia ni ko horo kong pikya da go dosh katapre kata ka dosh katapre kata ka dosh katapre. Diva la to, pre fracadinho no coro co pa, belletinho no coro co tosca da brica de condonce de cotosca. Mele do fretta, caia na cajalai, masco don cembre, e vele do squania no coro co de brecetifta donce de cotosca. Ile duhu fua, matone, ile duhu fra. Osi di gumboa, valetore badinio, no coro godosca, d'ambrica de galacca, braca da cadasca. Mary onnocca mangi. Idu tu schwa, prafata nieni cohora. Chiave le dusca, d'angere godosca, d'ambrica de catafra. Open the door. O shabalatito no come le cavra. E volo do vanga no coro conosca d'America le ganasca d'America le ganasca d'America le cavra. E todo le compratia. I braho shetie ne conosco bene le cavra cade congara gadoi shetie. Ise gara con gobri, kode kode kola kambri, kode koko vebe, le tush kwa da shkange, le goro kopavi, le kon kora kandinyo, le goro kapitio. Ikala kahai. Muvra da shedi e bato? No, muvra bakito. Muvra bakanye ne kuhuku, pale kalyano, mashe koranye, e galabinyo, sabalatito. I già dovoro godosca da un plica di gahasciacche. I manno cohoro che doho sempre, tica fra. I gale gopre che fagna, e se de baracotombre, che de gala laila, halala laila. E se te coho sempre, te coho sacara, che tanto, te go doho se capra. I sapere che dopo c'è, per la cahalacaia, la cahalacacambra. I sette cohoro coca, prega di cahalacca. Si andare cohoro capi, cotambre, cotoro con bimba. I sanno ma qua, ora capigno, ora capigno, ora capigno, cofractia, ma combre che di gadasca. Si brato, bracaffino, o gengiando, rogo sabra, e di cacca, alla combregdi di gongambi, di gotoscua, e mene querio, no coro codabri, me de cotambrica, di coholo compractiano, godosca, da bricata la caia. E se de cohoro congambi, di cohoro cobebele, tigna, me la cocabi, di cattagna, ne coro codoro capappa. Isciato, cofracchiando, rogo sciacchia. Oh, mitato, mitato, mitato. Scrivagno no cohoroco devele tu squa dalla congra gadavri pala congra gadash adambre che dico fractiano codosca e se ne copri frittagno no coroco tosca da applicate contagne ni coroco tosca e meni qua ma ognuno co oroco da appelle che ne coroco tisca da angeli codosca da applicate gamma e già ne coragne, ne coro codabri, che dico le compravi, delle cojongiogne, ne coro codasca da bricca di cappa. Metto lo cojora cambre, metto lo cojora campito, ne coro cappai. E bella tuta, e bella tuta, e bella tuta fretta, che non c'è fracato copabbi. Metto, 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 metto. Isigubre fracca da hajantia. Gambra ga livra ko baby luska danya luska danya mia luska danya mia konga avala ko benye nangola go ho shabra ka da gandanda a kriska danya mia fanga rudala pa bragwala banye nang kobre ka de galakai E matò, e matò, e matò, e matò. Ma ballo tutto, balle con bamba, asco da con bebe, cribagno no cohoro pagliando, lo cobre che da vigno no cohoro che bacia. E sangue lo godo che si cattaccia. Che bello cohoro che vigno, cara che belle aglia, to lo godon, ce lo godo che d'ambri, che lo godo che si cattaccia. E casa fracchia. E se dico fracchia. Mi gangio via macchi, il saproto. Ghia, lavaro con dobra caca fange, si tocco pra campra, alle compre che dago ongetico, alle compre che daca alvaila. Dice da gohore ca pangia. Si broco toro con baraca frange, de congiungo, de gojosca, de compratia. Il sotto cuore sempre, con il cuore... Ah, ma non coro cadivro. Ma sogno non coro con niente coro e anana cappa. E c'è caro cuore la cangara che da andana cahala cangara catania. Si le gondi anche la cangiana cadò. E c'è le gore con bracchia, fracca le gore con bacchia, tombra che ti cafà. In the name of Yahweh Yeshua, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. I want to challenge you to do something. We did this some time back, and one of you who sent an email reminded me that you're still doing it. And that is praying on the hour. And knowing that when you're praying on the hour, let's say like when it turns to be 8 o'clock, right when it turns to be 8 o'clock, right when it turns to be 9 o'clock, or 10 o'clock, or 11 o'clock, whenever you pray, I'm going to challenge you to exercise your authority, to pray the prayer in Ephesians and exercise your authority in the behalf of our president. Now, you can do it at the same time for your family. And keep those devils bound and away. You have to do this every day. The Lord showed me that when I wrote the book, The Blood and the Glory, applying the blood every morning and night, because it says we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. For the accuser of our brethren accuses us day and night. So, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we know that he's going to try to find a loophole day and night to get to our president and his family. So on the hour, whenever you choose, exercise your authority, pray the prayer in Ephesians, and bind those demons that would bother President Trump or his family, and do it on the hour. Now, why? Because someone of the WWPs is going to be doing at that same hour. We could assign hours, but I'm sure that God will see to it that through all the hours, we're around the world, you know. Through all the hours, there's going to be somebody sitting in that seat of authority in the behalf of President Donald John Trump. Now, know this. Now, most of us, the devil is, he can't be everywhere. He's not omnipresent. He can only be in one place at a time. He doesn't mess with most folks, but he, and he'll send his lower level devils to your house. But the big guy himself goes after the president of the United States of America. So, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking and requesting that you, whenever you go to take your daily authority, do it on the hour and do it for the president as well as you're doing it for your own families. Well, there was a lot of power in that prayer today. In the tongues, glory be to God. At least I was sensing that. So, Brother Max, did you sense that?
I did. I did.
A power. A special power.
Yes.
Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord,
Praise
Brother
the
Max.
Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. The first statement, the end of it is underlined, the beginning is not. I'll let you know. Let's start like this. Just believe that God does the same. Just believe that God does the same with you. With you, I am your loving Father. I am your loving Father who, now this is after who, the underlying part. And I'll read it again, so everybody write it down. Loving Father who, underline part, can't wait to see you. Take another step of faith. Can't wait to see you. Take another step of faith. And I rejoice over all of you when you do. And I rejoice over all of you when you do. Okay, from the beginning.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes. Just believe that God does the same with you. Just believe that God does the same with you. I am your loving Father who, I am your loving Father who, underline part, can't wait to see you take another step of faith. And I rejoice over all of you when you do. That's the first statement.
You know, that reminds me of the scripture which says, faith pleases him.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Faith pleases him. We are to live in faith. My goodness, mm-hmm. We are to live in faith and by faith. All right. Now, scriptures here. The Lord gave us Psalm 16:11. Psalm 16:11. Psalm 37. Psalm 37:23-24. Psalm 37:23-24. Proverbs 3:5-6. You even know this one. Proverbs 3:5-6. Isaiah 30:21. Isaiah 30:21. Psalm 16:11. Psalm 37:23-24. Proverbs 3:5-6. Isaiah 30:21. All right. Next statement. Let's see here. This one is really long as well. Praise the Lord. Okay. Read like this. this part underlined. I'll look here. Do it like this. Non-underlined part, the beginning. When Jesus opens a door, when Jesus opened a door for you, when Jesus opened a door for you, in this prayer, with this friend and prophet, with this friend and prophet, you can trust me. You can trust me to walk through it. You can trust me to walk through it. Take the next step. Take the next step today, church. Take the next step today, church. Okay, I think I'm going to read the statement again, and then I'll give you the underlying part, which is in the end of it. So you didn't have that yet. Non-underlined part again. When Jesus opens a door for you, in this prayer, with this friend and prophet, you can trust me to walk through it, take the next step today, church.
All right, now, I have a question.
Yeah.
You can trust me to walk through it, W-A-L-K?
Correct, W-A-L-K.
Okay, all right, yeah. Thank you.
Walk through it. Now the same statement, underline part. Read like this. You just need to listen. You just need to listen to my voice and follow me. You just need to listen to my voice and follow me. That's the underlying part. You just need to listen to my voice and follow me. I'm going to read the statement again in case people got behind here. When Jesus opens a door for you, in this prayer, with this friend and prophet, you can trust me to walk through it. Take the next step today, church. Underline part, you just need to listen to my voice and follow me. All right. 1 John 5:15. 1 John 5:15. Zechariah 4:10. Zechariah 4:10. Next statement. This one is not underlined. It reads like this. The new season I have for you, a let down. A let down. L-E-T-D-O-W-N. Not a let down. But expecting to start a fire. But expecting to start a fire. It is more like spark. S-P-A-R-K. It is more like spark. I am rejoicing over a new beginning. Start the new work, children. All right. I maybe read this one fast. I'll read it again. The new season I have for you, not a letdown, but expecting to start a fire. It is more like spark. I am.
A spark or spark?
Spark. Yeah, there's no
Okay.
A here. There's a fire. It is more like spark. I am rejoicing over a new, there's an A here, a new beginning. Start the new work, children. That is the statement. The new season I have for you, not a letdown, but expecting to start a fire. It is more like spark. I am rejoicing over a new beginning. Start the new work, children. Okay. The book of Exodus 33, 13. Exodus 33, 13. James 1, 5. James 1, 5. Jeremiah 33, 3. I love that one. Jeremiah 33, 3. Okay. So Jeremiah 33, 3. Next statement is underlined. And it reads like this. It involves stepping, it involves stepping into a new rule. Shine the light on your weaknesses. Shine the light on your weaknesses. Reveal the need, your need for me. Oh, reveals, sorry, there's an S. Reveals the need, your need for me. Okay, I'll read it again. The statement is underlined. It involves stepping into a new rule. It involves stepping into a new rule. Shine the light on your weaknesses. Shine the light on your weaknesses. Reveals the need, your need for me. That's the statement. I believe we got that, Miss Lee.
No, let me read it to you.
Okay.
It involves stepping into a new rule, RULE. Is that right?
Correct.
Yes, is that right?
Yes, that is right.
Okay. Shine the light on your weaknesses reveals the need, your need for me.
That is correct. And it's all on the line. Okay. 2 Corinthians 12:9. 2 Corinthians 12:9. 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. This statement is also underlined. Let me see. Yeah, all of it is underlined, the one I'm going to read. I'll read it like this. It's normal to make mistakes. Wow. It's normal to make mistakes and mess things up. It's normal. Yeah, it is. It's normal to make mistakes and mess things up. It is part of being an important, I'm sorry, no, imperfect, PERFECT.
Just a minute here.
Imperfect, imperfect. Okay, I'll slow down, sorry.
It is part of being imperfect.
An imperfect.
Just a minute. I'm not
IMPER.
getting this. I'm not getting this.
Okay.
Okay. it's normal to make mistakes and mess things up.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of being. And then what's the next word? Spell it, please.
A-M. There's M, A-M here, separate from this word here, which is I.
Okay.
M, yeah, I-M-P-E-R-F-E-C-T.
Got it.
Can you sound it out for me here?
Got it, got it.
M,
it is
okay.
Part of being an imperfect.
Okay. Yeah, so M is separate from imperfect. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Got
imperfect.
It. That shows.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Human. Imperfect human. Learn.
It is part of being an imperfect human. Right.
Correct. Learn as you go. Learn as you go. Knowing that you serve a God whose mighty hands, oh, hand, not hand, sorry. His mighty hand is at work. His mighty hand is at work in your lives. His mighty hand is at work in your lives. That's the statement. I'll read it again. Do my best here. Praise the Lord. It's normal, and it's all underlined. It's normal to make mistakes and mess things up. It is part of being an imperfect human. Learn as you go. Learn as you go, knowing that you serve a God, knowing that you serve a God whose mighty hand is at work in your lives. That's the statement. Yeah, I'm sure you read it way smoother than me. I tried. Praise the Lord. Okay.
That's good.
Next scripture here. Romans 8:28-31. Romans 8:28-31. Proverbs 3:7-8. Proverbs 3:7-8. Psalm 40:3. Psalm 40:3. All right. Let's see here. Next statement is underlined. I'll read like this. A new season is a place and time you have never been before.
Mm-hmm.
A new season is a place and time you have never been before. Require new ways of thinking. Requires a new way of thinking, living, and speaking. That's the statement. I'll read it again. A new season is a place and time you have never been before. Require new ways of thinking, living, and speaking. After the word thinking, I just want to put like explanation point. Thinking, living, and speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So this statement is underlined. A new season is a place and time you have never been before, require a new ways of thinking, living, and speaking. That is a statement. Another statement here, and it's not underlined, and it reads like this. Truly see God's purpose. Out worked, W-O-R-K-E-D, outwork in this season. Truly see God's purpose outwork in this season. You are to pray. You are to pray. Because it doesn't happen. Because it doesn't happen by luck. Wow. It doesn't happen by luck or accident. Yeah, that's the statement. I'll read it again. Truly see God's purpose outwork in this season. You are to pray because it doesn't happen by luck or accident. Wow, that's simple. All right. Praise the Lord. Almost done here. Psalm 77, verses 11 and 12. Yeah, that's two. Can be seven. Psalm 77, verses 11 and 12. Proverbs 2, verses 1 through 5. Proverbs 2, verses 1 through 5. Okay. Our next statement is underlined. And it reads like this. I am more powerful than any force. Yeah, I am more powerful than any force. I will go before. Yeah, it doesn't say you here. I'll just read it. I will go before and fight with an S, fight for you. And it's underlined. Okay, I read it again. I am more powerful than any force. I will go before and fight for you. Sometimes it seems like Hebrew or Arabic and English. I am more powerful than any force. I will go before and fight for you. That's a statement and it's underlined. All right. Isaiah 41:10. Isaiah 41:10. Trust in me. And that's what you prayed for this morning.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I had my computer. There it is. Praise the Lord. I had it set up and then it kind of went off. All right. Just believe that God does the same with you. I am your loving Father who, underlined now, can't wait to see you take another step of faith. And I rejoice over all of you when you do. Psalm 16:11. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. In other words, he makes known to us, he will show us, King James says, the path of life. Psalm 37:23-24. The steps of a man, and that word is gever. It means champion. It's not just any man. This is the champion who believes God. The steps of a giver are established by the Lord, and he delights in his way. When he falls, he will not be cast headlong, because the Lord is the one who holds his hand. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Isaiah 30, verse 21. And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. When you turn to the right or when you turn to the left. When Jesus opens a door for you, in this prayer with this friend and prophet, you can trust me to walk through it. Take the next step today, church. And then underlined, you just need to listen to my voice and follow me. Mm-hmm. 1 John 5:15. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of him.
Wow.
I love that verse. Zechariah 4:10. For whoever has despised the day of small things shall rejoice and shall see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel.
Zerubbabel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just a moment. I'll talk about who that is. These seven are the eyes of the of Jehovah. They are going to and fro in all the land. All right, Zerubbabel, they're talking about the building of the second, the first temple has been destroyed. And they've been all the way carried away to Babylon. Now they've come back and they are building the second temple. So some people didn't think much. They trampled on the day is how the king so they're building it. And some have said, you know, this is not much here. But here we go. Now I'm going to read it to you from the Amplified. For who trampled on the day of small things? They have rejoiced and seen the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel is the one building it. These seven are the eyes of the Lord. They are going to and fro in all the land.
Mm-hmm.
Bless the Lord. So, praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
It's talking about some things begin small.
Yeah.
But don't think little of them. Don't think little of them. Hallelujah. The Lord, if the Lord is in it, like he was in the hands of Zerubbabel, his eyes are going to and fro in all the earth, and things will be accomplished. I think he's talking here about, you know, new things, new season, and don't trample on the fact that it's got a small beginning. There's a plumb line in the hands of the builder. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Well, he says when Jesus opened doors, the door for you. Yeah. So
that's right. And don't despise small beginnings.
No.
Hallelujah.
Take the next step.
The new season I have for you, not a letdown, but expecting to start a fire, it is more like spark. Okay. I think this talks about new beginnings and small things. There is a new beginning. It's not a letdown. It will lead to a fire, but it's going to begin more like a spark.
Spark.
Mm-hmm. You might call it a small beginning. I am rejoicing over a new beginning. Start the new work, children.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I could be wrong about this. Believe you me, everything's perfect from God, but men, he has to work through channels, and they're not perfect. Just like he told us down here, you mess up sometimes.
Yeah.
So, sometimes I do. I could be totally off the wall on this. But I'm thinking that he's starting to talk here about something that's beginning that will burst into a fire, but it begins more like a spark. But he's rejoicing over it, and he sees the end of it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Exodus 33:13. Hallelujah. You pray about it. See what God says to you that they mean.
Yes.
Now, therefore, if I have found favor in your sight, please show me your ways, that I may know you in order to find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people. Hallelujah. And, of course, this is Moses praying about the children of Israel. James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him.
Hallelujah.
Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me, and I will answer you. And I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. What a promise. Now, underlined, it involves, and I think that means the new season, it involves stepping into a new rule. Shine the light on your weaknesses. Reveals the need. Your need for me. 2 Corinthians 12:9. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. This all fits together, doesn't it?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You shine your light on your weaknesses, but his grace is sufficient. 2 Timothy 1:7. I remember him saying not too long ago, look at the fruit of the Spirit and see which one you need to develop. I remember he said that just a little bit back.
Yeah.
Love, joy, peace, whatever. There's something in there that each one of us needs to develop more. That would be our weakness.
Yeah.
For God.
He's telling us, pay attention to your weaknesses. Shine the light on your weaknesses. Pay attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
There you go.
Now, here we go with this statement, kind of a funny statement, really, underlined. It's normal to make mistakes and mess things up.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, don't go into deep, dark depression if you find that you have a weakness or made a mistake. It is part of being an imperfect human.
Hmm.
Learn as you go, knowing that you serve a God whose mighty hand is at work in your lives. And that's all underlined. You know, Brother Hagin used to say it like this, with the gifts of the Spirit, for instance. None of us are perfect in that. And especially when you start out. But he said, it's like learning to drive. Just because you drive up over the curb when you're first starting to learn to drive, you don't stop trying to learn. You don't stop driving. That's normal. If a baby falls down when he's learning to walk, he gets back up. So that's what he's telling you. You are a human. Hallelujah. And if you mess up, don't quit. Start over. Hallelujah.
Get up and walk, yeah.
Right. Romans 8, 28 through 31. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom he predestined, he also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you might
you,
mess
Lord.
Up along the way, but God is for you, and he's going to help it to come out in your good in the end.
I mean, praise God.
Hallelujah. Proverbs 3, 7 and 8. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Hallelujah. I have that in my strong bone scriptures, I say. Psalm 40, verse 3. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and will trust in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, that doesn't mean fear. That means fear God. Many will see and fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see the praise in you, and they will begin to fear the Lord. Trust the Lord. In other words, by what he's doing with you and what he's doing with us. Has to do probably with this new season.
Yeah.
Underlined. A new season is a place and time you have never been before. Require. Now, does that word require have an S on the end of it?
No.
Require new ways of thinking, living, and speaking. That's all underlined. Now, this is not. Truly see God's purpose outworked in this season. You are to pray because it doesn't happen by luck or accident. Psalm 77. Mm-hmm. Psalm 77, 11 and 12. I think we could begin to say, Lord, we're praying about this new season here. Give us the utterance.
Yeah.
Psalm 77, 11 and 12. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. And here's the ESV. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. Proverbs 2, 1 through 5. My son, if you will receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding. Yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And underlined, I am more powerful than any force. I will go before you and fight for you.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Trust in me. Well, praise the Lord. He talked a lot about a new season, and he talked about praying for it, praying and understanding it. I think that he wants us to pray about this.
Yeah.
Seek him about it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Bless
praise
the Lord.
God. If you want to add anything, Brother Max, I'm going to close off now because I need to get ready and get out to the mountain. But do you have anything to say before we go?
No, I'm good. Praise the Lord. We'll see you.
All right. We'll see you out there. And now you're going to have to, because I won't be on a phone call, now you're going to have to watch BillyBrim.org. I don't know about Facebook, and I don't know about all those other things, but for sure, if you go to BillyBrim.org, you can click on. They do have on Facebook?
Yeah, they have the Facebook, Billy Graham Ministry. Facebook,
all right. Yeah. Okay, there you have it. So we'll see you at noon, our time, and whenever it is for you. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.